Chapter 6. Holly had no plan. He did have an arrangement of sorts. He started my tour with the master ground control room, the safest room in the dome, located in its exact center. Holly had managed to get some of each essential packed into this tiny chamber, surrounded by consoles and screens. He had blazer rifles, of course. Two new cases were stacked in one corner between equally new cases of blaze bombs on the left and concussion grenades on the right. Against one wall, he had a long hospital table and lamp, complete with all the medikits and medipacks on a shelf above. Cases of food were littered everywhere, enough for a couple of months at least. I found his confidence alarming. Other nooks had other things, books, changes of clothing, every coil from both his and Laya's files. "You've got everything in here but the suit," I commented. He blushed.
"The wheelchair wouldn't fit through the doorway."
I grinned. "You mean you actually tried it?"
"Sort of. Caught myself trying to jam it through without remembering going to get it. Unconscious, I guess. Or driven mad from the pressure."
I laughed. "I don't know. I wouldn't want it lost either." Holly smiled his gratitude. "Where is it?" He led us out of the control room into a large rectangular room, easily as big as my suite. It had an extremely high ceiling, with beams running out of the wall behind us, down the length of the ceiling, and into the next wall. There were more supplies stacked about. More weapons, more food, more medical things. Against one corner was a desk, Holly's desk. In the far corner, sitting in the powered wheelchair, was the suit. It looked like an alert pupil, head up, back straight, arms folded in its lap. I shuddered. "Every time I see it again." Holly smiled.
"Yeah, not like before, though, you know."
I nodded. I knew. We had always thought of the suit as Felix's killer. "It wasn't a murderer after all," I mused. Holly became thoughtful.
"Wasn't it, though? I mean, what if Felix was still alive? Knowing what we do, knowing what it would do to him to wear it again, wouldn't we think of it as a murderer once more?"
I saw what he meant. "It is a murderer. Even Felix's murderer, given another shot. But it didn't do it."
"You know, it feels benevolent, but only because it's powerless and we don't fear it. A killer with only one victim."
"And he got away," I finished.
"I don't know why we ever feared it, sir."
I smiled sadly. "Probably the same reason he did. It worked too goddamn well." Holly looked at me.
"Or he worked it too well."
"Yeah, that too." I pointed at the ceiling. "Where are we exactly? I don't think I've ever been in here."
"This is the complex central core. It bisects the width of the rectangle.